Welcome to Right Beside You, a Reed Health podcast. I'm Deborah Howell, and I invite you to listen as we ask the question, what is PACE? Joining me today is Brooke Bentledge, a PACE community liaison, and Krista Gibson, a PACE enrollment specialist. Both are working with Reed Health. Brooke and Krista, what a pleasure to have you both on with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Let's begin at the beginning with an overview of just what PACE is. Krista, you want to start us off?
PACE stands for Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly. Basically, our goal is to keep seniors living at home as long as possible with our help. We at the PACE Center feel that it's better for them to age in place in their home. So PACE wants to keep them out of the nursing home, basically.
Got it. That's a noble quest. Now, I'd like to know a little bit more about what PACE offers. Brooke, maybe you can speak to that.
Yeah, so PACE is a one-stop shop. We offer a little bit of everything. We offer primary care, and that's with Dr. Patrick Anderson and Melissa Gallagher, our nurse practitioner, medications, home care, labs and radiology in-house, transportation to and from the day center, as well as to and from outside appointments. We have an adult day center for socialization, where they come and play games, do activities, eat hot meals. We provide personal care, dental and optometry. They come to the center. Respite care, medical equipment, physical therapy and occupational therapy. And we also cover specialty care and hospital care.
That is just huge. Because most people, you know, we love our homes and we want to stay in them. So, I mean, you're doing a noble thing.
Exactly.
You know, it's not just the patient that benefits from PACE. Krista, how can PACE benefit the caregiver?
PACE supports the caregiver in many ways. We offer respite for the caregiver. So, for example, if a participant, which is what we call them on the PACE program, if a participant comes onto the program and their caregiver is going on vacation and they do not want to place them in the nursing home, PACE can kind of fill in those gaps to be there in the evenings or weekends. We also offer emotional support. We have a social worker that is in-house. She meets with the caregiver weekly, monthly, oftentimes daily. We also focus on the mind, body, and spirit of the caregiver. And we've recently contracted with caregiver homes to work together with them to support those caregivers also.
This is just so thoughtfully, constructed to keep everybody in mind in the whole, process when somebody is ailing or elderly and just needs a little help. For somebody who has never heard of PACE, how would they find out more and how would they get hooked up?
If someone needs to get a hold of us, they can call us anytime. We always have an administrator that's on call, but they can reach us at 765-935-8959. Anyone can make a referral. It does not have to be a physician referral. There is 4 requirements to come onto the program. You need to be 55 years or older, live in our service area, which we serve Fayette, Franklin, Henry, Union, Randolph, and Wayne counties. You need to meet nursing home level of care, which means you would need help with your assisted daily living activities, and you would also be able to live safe in the community with the help of PACE. But anybody, like I said, can reach out to us at any time and make a referral.
I can imagine you're quite busy these days.
Yes.
Especially. How has COVID impacted what you do?
At first, when we opened November 1, it was a struggle. We currently have 17 participants on the program, but we have COVID policies in place that we follow, and we have not had to close our adult day center, which is a good thing. So our participants can still come in and enjoy those activities and get socialization. So right now, I think that we are handling the COVID situation very well.
Wonderful. And how important is that socialization piece?
Very important. When I meet with a lot of families during the enrollment process, that is one huge thing that they bring up is their loved one is always sitting in the house and they're not being around anyone else. So I think just that social aspect is very huge for the elderly population, especially right now.
Yeah, we could all use a warm hug or a laugh or a game or just a conversation. It just makes such a difference in our day. Is this covered by insurance?
Yes. Currently, if you have Medicare or Medicaid, there is no out-of-pocket payment for the program. If you have Medicare and you would qualify for Medicaid, we can help with that process. So currently those are the insurance that we take, and we also take private pay too.
Wonderful. You know, we're all going to be elderly someday, God willing. And so what you do is just really important. And, you know, think of yourself in the person's place and the things that would make you laugh and enjoy your day a little bit more. And it sounds like PACE is providing those. We thank you so much. You know, I'm going to give you a last chance to wrap up. Krista, let's start with you. Anything you'd like to add?
I would just like to say that if anybody is needing any sort of help in the home with any of those daily living activities, feel free to reach out to us. Like they said, it's better to age in place in the home and stay out of that nursing home. That would be just all that I would want to add.
Okay. And Brooke?
Yeah. If anyone is interested in a tour of PACE to even come see what we do firsthand, they're welcome to do so. They just need to stop in during business hours and someone can show them around.
Sounds fantastic. It's all great information. I want to thank you both so much for your time today and for all the good work you do. I hope you'll join us again soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
For more information, visit readhealth.org/PACE to learn more and get connected with one of our providers. That's it for this episode of Right Beside You, a Reed Health podcast. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all the other Reed Health podcasts. I'm Deborah Howell. Have yourself a great day.